Hey guys, welcome to Health and Financial Fitness with Pam Greenway. I appreciate you. I really do appreciate you guys taking a few minutes of your time to spend it with me. So I hope I provide value, something that you can walk away with and go, that really did help me. And so today I want to share why you should consider detoxing. Why is detoxification good? Why do we talk about it? Why do you hear those buzzwords, cleanse and detox? Because it's important. I'm going to give you one reason. If you go around and you feel bloated, if your tummy feels distended, you know, especially after meals, even a couple of hours after you've eaten, you still feel that way, you probably need to consider doing a detox. And what a good detox will do for you is it will wrap around those fat cells, aka the toxins, and clear those out of your, they'll remove it from your system. It's kind of like the bathtub. When your bathtub drain is clogged, but you keep pouring water in, what happens? Spill over, right? And that's kind of what happens around our midsection. We put in so much, you know, people today eat so much processed foods and things that are not good for them. They eat a lot of gluten, a lot of dairy, and people are intolerant sometimes and they don't even realize that they are. Just to name a couple of things, not to mention the sugar that we ingest. And it causes that belly bloat. It causes people to have that Dunlap disease where your belly has Dunlapped over your belt. I dated a guy that told me that once. It was so funny. It was even funnier because he was skinny. But having that muffin top, okay, that's a sign that you need to do a detox because you are on toxicity overload, folks, and that's not good. Research states that there's about any of us, it depends on your size and things, of course, are carrying around 5 to 20 pounds of waste in our intestines. Yes, you heard me correctly. I mean, that's gross, right? I mean, that is just not good. No bueno, not good. If we are carrying around those kinds of that kind of toxicity in our bodies, no wonder that people are going around with all the health conditions that they suffer with, the different types of arthritic conditions that people have, autoimmune diseases and, you know, skin conditions and cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes. There's no wonder we have a health epidemic in the world, especially in the U.S. It's really sad because we're the most overfed and undernourished nation in the world, and that's really, really sad, and I really would love to help make a shift in that. So that's why I'm passionate about our 30-day detox and helping people change what they put in their body and see that it does affect not only just losing weight, but it affects your health, your skin, your gut. Everything changes for the better when you put the proper things in your body. So detoxing, if you are bloated, that's one. We need to remove that waste. Get it out of your system. And during our 30-day detox on the third week, when you're more alkaline, we do what we call our 7-day cleanse. And it actually has ginger and aloe and some other good things in there. And it helps just to kind of move things out more readily to help get those toxins out. So that's one reason. Another reason to consider doing a detox is mind fog, brain fog, can't really concentrate. Doesn't matter if it's 6 in the morning or 6 in the evening. You just cannot seem to get out of the fog. You're muddled, okay? So that's a sign that you're on toxic overload as well. If you have bad breath or BO, yep, body odor. If you have those things and someone's saying, you know, dude, you may want to change your deodorant. It's probably not your deodorant. It's probably due to being overloaded with toxins in your system that you need to get to remove. Because what's our largest organ? It's our skin. So if you're carrying around 5 to 10 pounds of extra waste within your intestines and then you sweat, no wonder an odoriferous odor comes out, right? So that's another sign that you need to detox. If you feel fatigued all day, you just cannot get it together. My granny would say you have the dropsies. You wake up tired, you go to bed tired, and it's a vicious cycle. Then you need to look at detoxing. Another one I don't think people think about is skin conditions. If you have, irritated skin, red skin, different conditions, rashes, boils, pimple outbreaks, cystic acne, any of these kinds of things, it stems from your gut. If you have poor gut health, then we can be exposed to all kinds of disorders and things that wreak havoc upon our health. So clean up your gut. Everything else seems to fall into place, and a detox is a great way to do that by moving out the toxins. And one more that I want to share with you guys, and it's not limited to these. These are just a few that I chose to share, but sluggish elimination. Urinal, listen to me. I'm not starting this over. So TT, or lean in a little closer, poo-poo. If you cannot move the waste like you need to, constipation, terrible. You have to make sure your colon is moving things out readily. And if things are slow go, nothing's happening a couple times a week, that's not good. No wonder you're backed up with 5 to 20 pounds of waste in your intestines. So think about feeling great, having high energy, looking good, skin looks great, tummy feels great. You're alert, you're sharp. You have clarity of mind. You're able to get up and get it done, and you go to bed feeling good. You get up feeling good. That's how you can feel if you do a detox. So if you're interested in more information about our 30-day detox, direct message me. You can reach me on Spotify, iTunes. My name is PamEGreenway@gmail.com. You can reach me there. And Instagram, I'm Pam E. Greenway. You can DM me there, and I'd love to get you more information. I love helping people retake back control of their health, and this detox is one way that I get to do that. And it's fun to watch people, experience the changes, the positive changes that they thought they were just stuck with. I thought, well, I'll never sleep through the night again. That's long gone. Those days are over. And that's just a lie that we tell ourselves because we don't know any different. We don't know that we can do differently and make changes that can impact us positively, where you can sleep through the night, where you don't have joint pain, where your blood pressure level rises and your diabetes level rises and your cholesterol levels. We don't make any medical claims. Again, I want to put that out there, but we have thousands and thousands of testimonies of people who have gone through our 30-day detox, who have reprogrammed themselves how to eat clean and healthy 80% of the time. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. And I love that we get to link arms with people and help them to make a change. So those are just a few reasons you should consider detoxing. I hope you found some value in this. Reach out to me if I can answer any of your questions. You guys have a great day, and we will talk to you next week. Have a good day.